WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In Hollywood, the director's chair is the most coveted seat in the house. But no one in recent memory has gotten there by such a bizarre route as Arnie Glimcher. Glimcher was an art dealer running New York's Pace Gallery when he sold some paintings to Hollywood super agent Mike Ovitz. Pretty soon, Glimcher was advising filmmakers on what art should go into films like Legal Eagles. Then he worked as producer on Gorillas in the Mist and The Good Mother. And now he's the director of The Mambo Kings. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see how he did.
Well, an art dealer should have an eye for atmosphere, and Arnie Glimcher does. For a long time, in fact, The Mambo Kings is nothing but atmosphere. And for a long time, you don't mind one bit. The setting is New York in the 50s, where the Castillo brothers, Cesar and Nestor, have fled from Havana. But the nightclubs in New York look even better than the ones in Cuba. To Cesar and Nestor, they seem a promised land. And they will to the audience, too. Glimcher and his crack team of cinematographers, choreographers, and musical arrangers have put together scene after scene of red-hot mambo craziness. Bands tootling and drumming, silky lounge lizards bumping in conga lines, real Latino stars like Tito Puente and Celia Cruz sashaying through the night, cigarette girls and mirror balls and cigar-chomping gangsters. The B actor, Armand Asante, makes his most creditable bid yet for A-level stardom as Cesar, the incorrigible older brother. He's a womanizer and an egoist, hungry for success, but not so hungry that he'll allow the Mambo Kings to sell out to the mob. Asante is as fiery and energetic as the nightclubs themselves, and he's nicely counterbalanced by the quieter Spanish actor Antonio Banderas as his sensitive brother Nestor, the one with the talent and the troubles. Nestor doesn't really know why Cesar made him flee Cuba. He doesn't realize that his old girlfriend, Maria, had been forced to marry a mobster, and that that mobster would have killed Nestor if the two brothers hadn't hightailed it to New York. All Nestor knows is that he feels he's under his big brother's thumb, and he wants out.
You can keep using me, Cesar.
What are you talking about? I use you.
To fulfill your dreams.
No, I do it for you.
Come on.
I do it for you, and I did it for you. You don't even know how lucky you are. You know that?
Lucky in Cuba with Maria.
Oh, you
no other way.
Do you want to talk to me about Maria?
Yes, why not?
Get the hell out of my life. You know, you make me sick. Your stupid, miserable life wasn't worth saving.
Saving?
Get the hell out. You don't know anything about Maria.
What are you talking about?
If I hadn't brought you to America, you'd be playing trumpet with the angels, kid.
What do you mean?
The angels.
You can hear the problem with the Mambo Kings right there. As long as we're shimmying through those nightclubs, the movie is transporting. But when it comes down to earth to tell a story, well, let's just say it's not a graceful landing. There's a pleasant diversion when the brothers meet Desi Arnaz, played by Desi Arnaz Jr., and win an appearance on the I Love Lucy show. But mostly the brothers scream and carry on, their girlfriends stand back and look vaguely troubled, and the movie blows its last few bubbles and sinks. Part of the problem is Nestor. In the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel this film is based on, his melancholia could be viewed as part of a subtle and ambivalent attitude toward the rewards of American success. But the movie throws away the book's ambivalence. Glimcher's vision of the American dream is all gung-ho and let's go for it. Hitting it big is everything, and Nestor's refusal to stick with the program seems simply inexplicable. As Cesar's mambo gives way to Nestor's misery, the movie collapses. Which may simply mean, in the end, that Arnie Glimcher is more art dealer than artist. In other words, he can sell you the sizzle, but he can't deliver the steak.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.